from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Yeah, man. Hall of Fame induction. We'll talk more about Andre between now and the end of the show. But that was cool hearing from Larry. Larry in Stafford is up there. He was obviously out very, very late last night. I'm anxious to follow all the happenings up in Canton throughout the weekend on social media and whatnot. This is new territory for Texan fans, following a legend of their team up to Canton to watch him get inducted. First time.
Yeah, it's really... It's unique in a lot of ways, obviously. This is the first Hall of Famer for the Texans. Yeah. They've done this. And, you know, that'd be an interesting one is how many of the fans going up there also have done this same Oilers. Thing for all of the Oilers that are in the Hall of Fame. So some of the people up there very much have experience with this, most recently with Robert Brazil. But for a lot of others that, you know, were born – a lot of them that were born right around when the franchise was created. This is a brand new experience.
Yeah, I would be curious of all the Oilers who've gone into the Hall of Fame, how many of them have approached the belovedness of Andre Johnson. Earl Campbell, obviously. I mean, Earl Campbell is a Mount Rushmore Houston athlete. But I wonder, you know, like I feel like people like Andre is the level of athlete in this town that people are trekking up there for this because of where he is in the kind of tapestry of the town here.
I guess part of it, too, is that with the Oilers, because they had a stretch of, you know, having multiple guys that were Hall of Fame caliber. And it was really, I mean, for not having come out with a championship, you know, that from Elvin Bethade, Mike Munchak, Ray Childress, like all the that's a lot of guys on a team that didn't That might actually be in a stretch of time, like over a decade, to have as many Hall of Famers playing for a team without winning a Super Bowl. That might be a record. I'd never really thought about it that way before.
Bruce Matthews, Warren Moon.
And they all played within 15 years of each other.
Yeah.
You know, if you take the last year of one to the first year of another, that's a pretty impressive stretch of dominant players, but without having a Super Bowl appearance.
Yep. There's probably longtime Oiler fans right now. They're like, yeah, thanks for reminding us, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. I'm sorry. I hate Pittsburgh, too, okay?
Exactly. So apparently Brock Purdy is getting contract questions at 49ers training camp, Seth. 2 years in, he's eligible for an extension after next year. And I've been reading some of Brock's quotes, and it's all the stuff you would expect from Brock Purdy about how we just got to get better as a team, and that'll take care of itself, and all those other things. I think I'm more intrigued by the Brock Purdy eventual contract situation than I am the Dak Prescott contract situation. And Dak Prescott is, if he decides to go to free agency, is going to reset the market probably significantly. I think there's probably a debate in the building as to whether or not they should commit to Brock Purdy to some degree. You know, like to the degree that it's going to cost them $55 million a year, especially when you consider all the other expensive pieces they've got on that roster. And that I think there's a lot of people out there that feel like Brock Purdy is kind of a system quarterback with Kyle Shanahan.
The problem is you can get. If you're the person running the team, I think you can get too mired down if you start thinking about, like, well, how much of this is the system versus what is this particular guy doing in the system? And I think that, you know, that was Schaub. I think Schaub, you had that same feeling of, okay, how much of this is the system and the guys that Schaub is throwing to? I would say that was a situation where Schaub wasn't necessarily doing a whole lot extra or special to be a force multiplier. I do think that Purdy does a lot of really good things that, well, yes, he is getting the benefit of having Brandon Ayuk and having George Kittle sometimes, and having McCaffrey and all of that, that he's also doing some really good things as a quarterback. And I wouldn't worry about it if I were them. I would just say, yeah, I'm going to pay the going rate, and there you go.
Wow, so you think Brock Purdy gets in that $55 million a year club in a year?
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, Tua Tagovailoa and Trevor Lawrence are there. Like, Brock Purdy has done as much as those guys, more. Right. He's got better circumstances. I'm over being flabbergasted when a guy who's not a Hall of Fame quarterback gets the leading contract in the land.
Yeah.
That's just what happens.
No. I'm with
like,
you.
Like, what are they going to do? Get rid of Brock Purdy and find another Trey Lance? Or find another Jimmy Garoppolo?
No, but I guess what I'll be intrigued by is if there are any other quarterbacks. What if Dak Prescott's out there? Would you rather have Dak Prescott or Brock Purdy?
I'd rather have Dak Prescott.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I do. Like, but it's not. It's honestly not as close. I think as probably most people would think. There, like, some of it comes down to, you know, just like I talk about with Davis Mills, you can't just look at the highlights and the positives. You also got to look at, okay, what is this guy's judgment? Is he doing things that don't hurt me? Is he doing the simple things well? And I think Brock Purdy does a lot of that stuff when it comes to the actual game. Like, every great quarterback, I know game manager is a dirty term, but every great quarterback tends to be, especially these days, also a really good game manager.
Agreed.
You know, we're past the Brett Favre days where he could get away with being a swashbuckler. And I think Brock Purdy has maybe some more of those elements than Dak Prescott does.
Yeah.
So I would still take Dak Prescott, but it's not as, I don't look a gift horse in the mouth when things are going really well on offense. It's one thing if you've got a guy that, you know, you think he's doing pretty well, but the offense is kind of hodgepodge or whatever, then that's dicey. But things are really good in San Francisco right now.
No, they are. And that's the angle I'm kind of going with, though, is like every year it feels like this, and it was never this way until like 5 years ago. Every year now, there's like two or three quarterback solutions that hit the marketplace that never used to hit the marketplace, whether it's in free agency or guys asking out or demanding trades. Like, the quarterback market is just way more fluid than it used to be. Like, Kyle Shanahan wanted Kirk Cousins super badly a few years ago before he decided to go to Minnesota. Like, what if Kirk Cousins, I guess theoretically they could have gone after Kirk Cousins this time around because he was a free agent out there, but they were happy with Brock Purdy. I'm just wondering if there's any other solutions that are going to present themselves at the 49ers.
If you think about that, though, like, okay, he was super desperate to get Kirk Cousins in. Do you feel that much better about Kirk Cousins at any stage versus Brock Purdy in the system right now?
No, I don't.
I mean, just shows you how desperate people are to get quarterbacks. So when you feel like you have a guy that you could...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Win a Super Bowl with, then it's like, okay, that's what quarterbacks are getting paid. Then you go with it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna eject the guy to go get a Kirk Cousins.
No, and this is why I'd be a terrible GM. I'm still looking at Brock Purdy through the lens of he's a seventh round pick who has found himself in just a cush situation. You know, like I'm giving him less credit probably than he deserves.
Yeah. I guess that's the part. Honestly,
Bill
O'Brien
was a
little disingenuous with it. I really don't understand where draft position belongs in a conversation about a current NFL player.
Yeah.
You know, like once they're actually players, the only time that it's more often relevant when it's a guy that got drafted in the top five.
Yes.
And you're like, oh yeah, this guy definitely sucks. What the hell?
Yep.
Maybe there's upside in him because he's a really good athlete. If you've already proven yourself and established yourself, like at what point would you have ever brought up Arian Foster's draft status in a discussion about whether or not he's a good football player? It wasn't relevant once he established himself.
Yeah, no.
And I feel like Brock Purdy has established himself.
Yeah, I guess I'm just with quarterbacks, I get a little more, you know, like that's a big commitment. You know, committing $20 million to Arian Foster over a couple years is different than $200 million.
But again, all right, so what you're, so should a guy that was drafted in the top five definitely get the money versus a guy that was, like, looked over?
The league is kind of saying yes. They just paid Trevor Lawrence $55 million a year.
Right, but they're doing it in the same way that they would have, like that the Cowboys eventually paid Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
You know, but he had actually performed. Yeah. Dak Prescott was a fourth round pick. I guess if you get too hung up on draft status, just remember, you're talking about a league that routinely makes horrible decisions drafting quarterbacks in the first round. So like, why the hell should I look at their draft? Why the hell should I look at some of those guys, the guys that draft Josh Rosen, but that somehow they should be looking at draft status when they're making decisions on paying quarterbacks?
I can't wait to see what the 49ers think of all this. If they're just going to no-brainer pay him $55 million the same way the Jags did to Trevor Lawrence, who has not done as much as in three years as Brock Purdy's done in two. I'm just anxious to see, you know, if there's any hubris with Kyle Shanahan that he feels like he can turn the next guy into it without having to pay $50 million a year, because they're paying a lot of guys right now.
I think the 49ers are a bad example because they traded for Jimmy Garoppolo and gave him a huge contract.
Yep.
They traded up to draft Trey Lance. Like, they haven't shown any hesitation in paying big in terms of money or draft capital for a quarterback they think might get the job done. Garoppolo was a second-round pick who was a career backup who got injured all the time. Trey Lance had never played really much even college football at all from a smaller school, and they went big on those guys. So I don't think that for that organization, I don't think doubling down on a guy they've already had success with is all that much of a stretch.
Yeah. And by the way, Brock Purdy still has to be good this year for this to even be a conversation this time next year. You know, like if he regresses, then it's a different story. 713-572-4610 on the text page. Question about the new kickoff rule. How do onside kicks work? Way less excitingly than they used to work, I would say. You've got to basically plan them out and tell people when you're onside kicking. You can't do it until the fourth quarter, and you have to be trailing, and it sucks now. No more surprise onside kicks. That's how it works.
Yeah, that's how it works. They're not doing it like from that alignment or anything, but they line up like the old onside kick. Well, the onside kick from recent years, right?
Right.
It's a, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, but you can't do, like, the Sean Payton Super Bowl moment's not happening anymore, where you just you pull a fast one on a team and you onside kick it. So what is the minimum performance that you would need to see from that you think Astro fans would need to see from Kikuchi tonight to where the dogs get called off from this trade? Like, what's the minimum we need to see?
I think if he. You know, it's funny enough, like, okay, one of the big hanging points is just that the guy throughout his career is just, he's been a 4.7 ERA guy. He's got magnificent stuff. He strikes a lot of people out. But I do think it's kind of like we were talking about with some of the rookies, like, okay, do they play up to their scouting report at least? I think if they see a bunch of strikeouts from him, then even if he lets up a few runs, like that happens to every pitcher, obviously. Every pitcher has some, you know, lets up runs. But even if he lets up like four runs but strikes 12 people out. Then people will say, all right, well, yeah, okay, maybe if they tweak his pitch selection and everything, I can see what they have in him. If he just gets shelled or something, obviously it's no good. If he has a great performance, then that's obviously good. But I think the dividing line is let's up four runs. Yeah. But also strikes a bunch of guys out. I think people say, okay, I see what you see in him at least. We just got to dial a few things in.
I think runs are like the third most important stat. The way you lay it out there, strikeouts are number two. I think innings are number one. I think if he goes six innings, that's what
he's supposed to be, a guy that preserves the rest of your staff.
That's what he's been labeled as by the people that traded for him, is, you know, we just hope he goes out there and gives us the requisite number of innings.
I'll tell you another thing. If he has double-digit strikeouts, and if he lets up all of his runs in one inning, that's a lot easier. It would be more fun if he let up all his runs in the first inning, but then dials it in and then just mows down, like has three perfect innings in a row or something.
Yeah.
Just crushes them after that. Then I think people would be cool with that.
Or if he loses a game, like he loses the game because he gave up like a three-run homer, and after the game, Joe Espada can say, hey, he did really well. It was just one bad pitch.
One bad pitch.
That's the one bad pitch.
Or even one well-executed pitch, but a magnificent hit.
You know,
it was actually like the guy hit it 6 inches outside the zone for a home run. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. If the words, you tip your cap, come out of Joe Espada's mouth, then it means that Kikuchi probably did some good things. But you just tip your hat to a hitter like fill-in name of guy who's still on the Rays. I don't know who's left on that team. They've torn. Someone texts in, I need to see a no-hitter for me to be happy. Well, sir, you're never going to be happy, okay? Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, headed towards the top of the hour. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop, and we'll start to get you ready. Andre Johnson going into the Hall of Fame on Saturday. Larry and Stafford said it earlier. Is this the warm-up for 5 years from now? We'll salute the great one, Andre Johnson, on our way out here as we head into the weekend coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.